Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. In studio right now, Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yay!
Hello.
Good morning.
It's Piff!
I made it.
Yay!
I made it at last.
Yeah.
How's it going, boys?
I've been doing this for a long time. I've never had someone...
An actual dragon.
You've never had a genuine magical dragon in the
studio.
No,
magical dragon.
Well, we've wished many times, but it never happened.
Yeah. And a tiny dog in a dragon outfit.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. That's Mr. Piffles.
Yep.
Mr. Piffles. The world's only magic performing chihuahua.
Nice.
Yeah. That's who people are coming to see. And
right.
I'm there to hold him.
Okay. So you're the opening act for him.
Exactly.
Yes. Nice.
I support him financially and on stage.
Cute.
He seems very chill.
Dog.
Very chill, and it's one of those dogs that seems comfortable, maybe even more so, in the outfit.
Yeah, usually those little dogs are shaking like crazy. This one's like chill.
Now, can I hold him, or is he...
Yeah,
yes,
sure, why not?
Really?
He's a killer.
Yeah, what's the worst that's going to happen?
I hold him throughout the whole show.
I don't know. Mm. Like, you know, like rabbits bite, too, you know. Some, you know, they have him with Mr. Pipples.
Rabbit.
You know, you're like, cute, fuzzy bunny. He's like, next thing you know, goes through jugular throat.
Just don't try to French kiss him.
Don't go near his face. He will attack if you go for his face.
Yeah, don't go for his face.
That was a very smooth handoff. He's very comfortable
look
with Chaz.
That. The dog's like, I don't care who touches
he's
me.
Very
go for
well
it.
Behaved. Oh, my God. He's so cute.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, he's going to run the board now.
He is.
So I can put my headphones
yes,
on.
Right next to me. It's Mr. Piffles, Chaz, and AJ in the morning. Yes. Right. Just don't piffle on the board.
No piffles on the board.
All right. Piff the Magic Dragon is studio. He's at the Richfield Playhouse tonight.
Yeah.
So you were, what were you, a contestant on America's Got Talent in 2015?
Yeah. Back in the day. I went on America's Got Talent because I lived in Las Vegas, but I didn't have a job.
Right.
So I wanted to have a show in Vegas. So I went on America's Got Talent. And at the time I was living there, Terry Fater... He had his like big show at the Mirage.
Uh-huh.
It was like Terry Fater, the winner of America's Got Talent. And I was like, wouldn't it be good to have Piff the Magic Dragon, the loser of America's Got Talent?
Oh, right.
So I thought, hey, I'm going to get on an AGT, get all the way to the finals, go down in flames, very next day, get a show in Vegas. And that's what I did. It's exactly what happened. Got to the finals.
So that was your plan.
Yeah, I shot Piffles out of a cannon. That is not the way to win America's heart.
The dog? You shot a dog out of a cannon?
I shot that dog.
This
that
one right
dog.
Here.
That's why he's so calm. He hit the
was
wall.
Was fired out of a cannon.
He's slightly concussed.
Right.
Yeah.
He seems kind of sleepy. Like, oh,
Phil, can you try? Is this on the internet?
That's yeah.
Little dragon.
Oh, boy. Can you find this audio?
Right.
Wow. Yeah. This is on the internet. Mr. Piffles shoots out of a cannon, goes down in flames. And then the next day, I landed in Vegas, got a phone call. We had a show at the Flamingo.
Wow.
Okay, but you must have been among the most hated men in America that next morning that you fired a dog out of a cannon.
Well, hated dragons. And dragons aren't really loved as a species anyway.
No, so you're
true.
Used to it.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, it goes with the territory.
Right. And the whole flame thing.
We're mostly, you know, people are, oh, here comes a dragon. He's probably going to burn down the village again.
Right, or eat
typical
somebody.
Dragon behavior.
Right. Yeah,
you know, if anything, people were surprised I'd gone so lightly.
Right. That's right. That could have been a lot worse for Mr. Piffles.
What's the big deal? You only shot a dog out of a cannon, you know?
Right.
He could have torched Radio City.
It's true.
How far did you get?
In finals.
So you got to the finals. How many people are in the finals?
10.
10.
Yeah.
All right. So top 10.
Right.
Top 10.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's not
bad.
You just woke up one day and said, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah, basically.
And you made top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
who won that season?
Paul Zerdin, who's a ventriloquist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're way better.
Yeah.
Well, it was the firing the dog out of the cannon.
Yeah.
So then Mr. Piffles and I, we've been at the Flamingo now for 7 years.
Wow.
Since.
Ever wow.
Since. And 2 years ago, Donnie and Marie, they stopped doing their show at the Flamingo.
Yeah.
So we moved into the big showroom now.
Nice.
So we've been there for the last couple of years.
Holy smokes. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mr. Piffles, myself, Jade Simone.
Hello.
Hello, Jade.
Hello. Hi.
So Jade's the show girl.
Jade's the show girl with the dragon to-do list.
Yes, nice. With 1,000 feathers and rhinestones.
Wow.
And I know today I told you guys I didn't come in with the crazy feathers. I came in with my little J-Lo look.
You would have molted all over the studio.
I didn't want to molt all over the place.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, what happened? Death of a chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right.
You're welcome.
Plus, they'll think something weird happened in here.
How did you two meet?
We met on a show that Lance Burton. Do you remember Lance? Lance Burton was a Vegas magician. And he called me up when I was broke, and he said, hey, I got a gig for you. It's this hotel in Vegas. So I go there, and it's like doing a corporate gig for like 500 guys. And it's I just bombed in front of these people. But also on the gig was Jay.
How long was the gig?
I did at least 20 minutes of just
And how long into it did you know this is not going well?
Immediately? Before. But I just walked in and was like, oh, this isn't going to go well.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes just know.
Yeah, it's, sometimes you get the vibe.
You just know, yeah.
You just know. You look at the audience.
You're not feeling that, like, oh, this is not going to work.
He wasn't as bad as he claims. I mean,
well,
you
a lot
know,
of times it's how you feel
inside.
He impressed
me.
He's a perfectionist. He's perfectionist.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the win there. Yeah.
I know what it should be like.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so Jay was on the bows with me, and I was eating a donut while you take your final bows at the end, and I said to her, you want some donut? And that was that. Done.
That was it.
Off of your already chewed donut.
Off of my already chewed donut.
Right. I mean, that was, you
Did
know,
you
sexy.
Take it?
Sexy. Well, I thought it was quite humorous because I was one of the guest stars on the show, and I was like, who is this insane, comedic, crazy dragon? What's going on? He's eating a donut in bowels. It's so improper. And then I was like, this is so fabulous. Yeah.
It's so unique.
Yeah.
It's original.
It was different. And I was like, this is awesome. And then, you know, just really started hanging out and then saw the shows and ended up together and just.
So you guys are a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
8.5 years.
And
we still like each other and we still have that donut.
Right.
Are you married?
No.
No. Okay. But you're together as.
Dragons don't really do marriage.
Oh. No.
You know, it's difficult to. Get that.
Okay. Are you together in that way? Like you're together as a couple and together as a.
And on stage.
And on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Now, when you have an argument right before you go on, how does that go?
Terribly.
We don't argue.
We don't argue.
We
all the time.
You know, he blasts a couple of like, flames, and she's like, okay, cool, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, he does him. I'm like,
right.
I do the show girl. We do, I mean, we're really lucky.
Well, you're professionals.
Yeah, but I don't
I
don't ever remember an argument. There might be a disagreement of when certain things should happen. No, I'm
this
correct.
Argument?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
you're having an argument right now.
When she breaks up the sword, though, gets really mad.
Why did Piff and Jade break up? Because Chaz asked him if they ever had an argument. He destroyed
and
that relationship.
And it turned into an argument.
Right.
Yeah. 8 years down the tube.
I can see Piff's all upset right now.
Piff the Magic Dragon in studio with Jade and Mr. Piffles. They're at the Ridgefield Playhouse tonight. Still some tickets available. What a fun show this is.
It is going to be insane tonight.
This is our show that we've been working on all the way through the pandemic. Because we haven't really gone out and toured properly until this year. We did a couple of one-offs, but this is like us back on the road. So this is like all new material, and it ends with me fighting an audience member to the death.
Nice.
Right, that's right. Nice.
I thought you said farting, but fighting.
Fighting.
Well, not farting audience members to the death.
If they're into it, whatever.
Hey. Fighting them to the death.
Whatever sells.
He's going to fight how he wants.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, you're a dragon.
Get you in a chokehold, man. That's a chokehold.
Right.
You know, scissor lock and then death.
Mr. Piffles must like you because he fell asleep before in your arms.
Oh, that's.
I was watching. So we went,
I love this
did
guy.
He fall asleep or did he just lose
he
consciousness?
Either or.
So Phil found this audio. This is you firing Mr. Piffles out of a cannon on America's Got Talent. Is that what this is?
I don't know if it's America's Got Talent. I think this is at the Flamingo, and it's an audience recording.
Okay.
So here we go.
You killed it?
Yes.
In the background.
It's little Mr. Piffles!
When you fire him out of the cannon,
happy ending.
Where does he go?
Into a wall.
Okay.
Because you got to stop him.
Into a wall.
You got to stop him, haven't you?
So, AJ, you can't.
He bounces off of a wall into a trash can.
Okay.
Oh,
so he's got his own little Mr. Piffles-sized cannon that they wheel out onto the stage. And I was curious how they were going to, was he going to go across the stage? They kind of set it up where he's going to be firing away from the audience towards that back wall where, the curtain is.
Yeah.
And they bring out, a little box and he hits the wall and falls into the box.
Wow.
And then they pick him up and he's fine.
That's pretty good. This is why he's asleep right now.
That's right. Yeah, right.
He's exhausted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, last night's show.
Fifth wall.
Went right into the wall.
4 days.
Head first.
Yeah.
I mean, that pretty much explains the show. Let's be honest. The show is full of comedy, full of magic.
Seriously.
Are you bringing
the cannon? It is so much fun.
No, cannons Vegas only. Okay. You can't fly with cannons these days.
Right.
Yeah, it's that
you know?
Whole,
right, these right. new restrictions.
Maybe AC/DC only. They're the only ones.
Right. Yeah, you try and carry it on, it's no good.
Right. You slingshot. Try slingshot instead.
Oh, slingshot.
Oh, you're getting right? Wile E. Coyote
See,
on
he's
him.
Not telling us, but this is going to be a surprise.
Yeah,
he's got I can tell by his eye. He's got something
on.
Up.
The dragon's up to
like,
something.
There's no cannon, but we got something.
Oh, we right. got something.
And
yeah.
Mr. Pipples is not going to talk.
No, he's giving nothing away.
He's like, I'm shut up right now.
He is so
you,
chill.
So did you start doing comedy, magic, and how do you end up as a dragon? How did that happen?
I'll tell you the story. I was a regular magician, and I was doing close-up magic in restaurants. So you know when you're trying to have a nice meal, and a magician interrupts you, and he's begging you, please watch me do this thing.
I'm just trying to make a living
in a bedroom.
Yeah.
What do you think's inside the orange?
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely not my check. So I'm doing these gigs, and I'm getting fired everywhere because I'm too grumpy. And I've got a resting grumpy face.
Right, well, you're a dragon. So.
And I'm English. Yes. It's the worst combination.
Right.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I need something to make this socially acceptable. So one day I go to a costume party. I say to my sister, do you have anything I can wear for this costume party? She's like, yeah, I got a dragon outfit under my bed. I didn't ask any further questions.
Why?
Neither should you.
Right.
I don't want to know, AJ. There are some things that should go to the grave.
Was she dressed like a castle?
Who knows? But
role
I took the outfit.
Role play. Yeah.
I go to the party, turn up, zero people in costume. Just me.
Right. Great.
And I'm oh, here we go. So now I'm appropriately grumpy for once.
Right.
So I'm drinking red wine in the corner. As a dragon.
And you don't take the costume off.
That's well, I didn't have anything else to wear.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, there's nothing on underneath. Oh,
no, not anything wearable.
Right.
It didn't fit.
Right.
Okay.
I think I have like t-shirts or maybe some
like some underwear or something.
Some underwear.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's acceptable. Yes.
Right. And I'd walked across. By the way, I traveled across London to get there, which is not an easy trek. It's like an hour and a half, like train, bus, train, tube.
Wow.
So, I'm there, and my friends. Coming up to me being like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, what are you supposed to be? I'm like, I'm a dragon, and you're supposed to be in costume. So have less judgment.
Right.
So then my friend says, you should do this in your act. You could be Puff the Magic Dragon. And I went, wait. I could be Piff the Magic Dragon. You might have heard of my older brother, Steve. And I was like, you know what? That's funny enough to give it a go.
Right.
So I gave it a go. Suddenly, everything fits. Now, because I used to like say all this terrible stuff to people all the time, like sarcastically, they would take seriously. Now nobody takes anything I say seriously.
Because you're a dragon.
Works out great.
Right. So God forbid there's a fire in the building. Everybody gets a fire.
Yeah. Okay, pal.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
I wonder who they're going to question first, perhaps the dragon.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'll be
there's a lot of finger pointing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's awesome.
And now how long?
Now?
Yeah. You've been a dragon?
13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 14 years.
Thanks to your sister.
Yeah. Thanks to my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she dines out on it, believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She takes a cut.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, the whole costume thing, you know.
That's awesome. Your whole life changed from that dragon costume.
Whole life changed, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Piff the Magic Dragon is here. So one of my first records was Puff the Magic Dragon.
Right.
By...
Pierre Paul Mary. Right.
Yeah. It was handed down from my mother. I don't question her music.
Of course not. From mommy.
Library.
No.
I like that once every like 2 minutes or so, Mr. Piffles just kind of takes a look around. Okay, they're still here. I'm good.
Right. Back to sleep.
Closes
again.
His eyes again.
Yep. Yeah. I been taken hostage yet?
No.
No.
So we have Dumbass News coming up, but we're linked up to the show, Piff the Magic Dragon, tonight at the Ridgefield Playhouse on the radio station website. And did you say Mr. Piffle's going to do a trick right now?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Do you have any cards?
Any cards? No, you know what?
Oh, my God. Piffle made a
wow. That's amazing.
Has just made a deck of cards appear from nowhere and definitely not his pocket.
That's amazing.
AJ was about to judge you for not having cards.
Now, AJ,
Yes.
I'm going to play. You hold Mr. Piffles.
Okay, sure.
Watch, we need Jade in here. Jade, come here. Pass Mr. Piffles to Jade.
Okay. Piff. Jade Piffles.
All right. AJ is going to reach in, grab a playing card. Any card, AJ.
Any card.
Take one out.
Okay. Yeah. I will take this one.
You happy with that one?
Yep.
Do you have a pen? Oh, my God. Piff the manager just made a pan of paint.
I don't want to know where it came from.
AJ, you missed it. It was you awesome.
Test it for fecal matter.
You encased it for a while. Okay. You're going to write your name. AJ.
On the outside of the card?
No, do it on the front.
On the front, okay.
So it's more difficult to find.
Okay, good. Okay.
All right. You know how to spell AJ?
No. How do you spell it? Okay. Okay.
Anywhere back in the day.
Anywhere back in the day. Okay, right here.
Hang on. We're just going to show the card to Piffles. We're going to show the card to Mr. Piffles.
Okay.
Can you look at the card? Hey, buddy, look at the card. Can you look at
right
the card?
At the card.
Can you look at it?
Looks like
just look at the card.
Like I see it.
Look at, can you look at it? Can you focus? Look at the card.
It doesn't like this.
All right, Mr. Piffles kind of looked at the card. AJ?
Yes.
We're going to place the cards on the table, and Mr. Piffles is going to shuffle your card to the top.
You're ready? Get out.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
That's not
good. Oh, my God. A dog has leapt onto the table.
Wow.
And is definitely shuffling cards right now.
Look at that.
Isn't he, AJ?
Better than Vegas.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Tossing cards all over the studio.
Amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my card tricks.
And he has no thumbs. How's he doing that?
How does he do it without thumbs?
It's amazing.
But look,
it happened so quickly.
He started,
it was like he didn't even
come
move
to
it.
A stop.
Right.
And the cards are being rearranged.
Okay.
AJ, step towards me.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to hold it your hand.
Okay.
Do you remember your card?
Yes, I do.
It says AJ on it.
Right.
What?
Do I remember what it was?
Yeah, was it the King of Diamonds?
No, it's not.
Okay. Would you put your hand on top of the king like this?
Okay. On top of what?
Yeah, put on top. Put your hand on it.
See, this is what happens when you pull the wrong person out of the audience.
What was
it's like,
card?
Put your hand on top of the card.
What was it?
And my card?
Yeah.
My card was a nine of clubs.
Can you just apologize to the man?
Okay.
Apologize to the man. Apologize.
Mr. Piffles apologizes.
It's okay.
AJ?
It's okay.
Would you let Mr. Piffles touch you?
Touch you.
Just
there you go. There you go. Perfect.
Worst
hold.
Audience
hold
member.
Come on, Mr. Piffles. Work your magic.
Soft.
Just
soft.
Oh.
Soft.
Oh, look at Mr.
Rubbing
Piffles rubbing your
circles.
Hand.
Yeah. Most actually I've had in a long time.
It was the nine of what?
It was the nine of spades.
You just changed your mind there. But that's fine. You wrote on it. That's the important thing.
It was the nine of spades. Yeah,
it was the nine of spades now.
So you said clubs before.
I know, but I said, oh, man, I meant clubs.
This will just take another 45 minutes.
It's the nine of spades.
Take a look. Take a look, AJ.
Look at show the camera.
Amazing.
Show the other camera. Behind the camera.
Behind you, AJ. We're on multi cameras here.
There's cameras all over the place.
Congratulations on screwing this up in every way possible.
No, I did not.
Follow the hand.
Look, AJ, look. We just rub it on his head.
Right.
It changes back into the.
Oh, my God.
What
a magic dog.
What a magic dog.
Whoa.
AJ, wow. I've got a little gift
for
you. Damn. Yeah, is it brains?
They were all
how did that happen?
This is...
Oh, look at Mr. Piffles hanging out.
Oh.
His Piffle was just pointing at you, AJ.
Yeah, he's
saying, happy to see you. Look at that.
What a dork.
Talk to him over here.
He's thrusting like he's thrusting.
Mr. Piffle is happy
inside
to see you.
Inside the wallet, there's a little envelope.
Got a little
gift from Mr. Piffles.
Right.
Oh, but is this now? Is this some kind of a card?
Uh-oh. What am I doing now?
You're opening it.
Okay, I'm opening it. Okay.
AJ's handed a card. What do I do now?
We could be here a while.
Open up, AJ.
AJ's been handed a small envelope.
Okay, small envelope.
Just tear it. Imagine it was an envelope. Tear it.
Just tear it. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it. Okay.
How do you not ruin envelopes, Pete? Oh, it's the card again.
Damn.
There you go.
Wow,
AJ.
That was sealed?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
A little gift for Mr. Piffles.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Mr. Piffles, you're amazing.
Yeah, magic dragons are a lot more magic than you expect them to be.
That's pretty wild.
And that's how that happened. That is amazing. That is amazing.
I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I.
Was,
that really blew me.
That's really high-level stuff.
Which is really hard to do. I have to have a mind first. That is amazing. Look
he's
at
a
that.
Magic performing chihuahua. Can you wake up? He's a magic performing chihuahua.
AJ would be the perfect person.
It's time for him.
Yeah.
Piff the Magic Dragons in studio with Jade and Mr. Piffles. They're at the Richfield Playhouse tonight.
That was amazing.
AJ would be the perfect person from the audience to bring up because he would screw up everything, but you could still do the trick despite all of the obstacles.
I would make the show last longer.
That's right. It would be a lot longer.
Yes.
It's a one-trick show. We just explain this to AJ over and over again.
I'm going to make you disappear in a second.
Oh, wow. That was pretty wild.
That was amazing.
I mean,
that was amazing.
You're really a magic dragon. Johnny Rock, East Haven.
Hold on.
Okay, we're holding.
Hey, what year was the Foo Fighters? Hello?
Are you being murdered?
What's going on?
Do you need help?
Blink twice if you're being murdered.
Are you trapped?
Are you in a boxing match right now?
I am. What year was the Foo Fighters formed? My question.
Let's see.
1846.
Was it last month? No. Let's see. To hit 25, I want to say, I can't do math.
I'm
going to say somewhere in the early 90s, because I think I was doing the night show now.
Foo Fighters, no.
80s?
No,
because Kurt died.
Yeah, it was 25.
So, yeah.
96? No. 25 years.
I think it's earlier. I think it's 95.
95?
Yeah.
Jade's saying 94.
94?
94.
All right.
It's 94 or 95. I feel pretty good about either of those.
Okay.
Okay, pick one.
Yeah. Chaz?
I'm going to say 96, but go ahead.
Ooh.
What do you got?
I guess we're going 96?
96?
Let's go with 95.
95,
okay.
Okay,
95.
Let's go with 1846.
Yeah.
What is it?
1994.
Oh, Jade.
Damn. Wow, see?
Stump.
All right, now if we listen to Jade,
right?
Yeah,
we wouldn't be putting you in the running.
We should trust the magical people.
Yes, exactly.
So now Jade's going to the Foo Fighters.
Right.
I'm feeling the love from Puff the Magic Dragon.
It's Piff. He doesn't want to be sued.
Yes, now it's
you. I'm still getting beat up over here. I'm still getting beat up.
It's a different vowel.
That's a lawsuit there.
Right.
You've just started a lawsuit.
Don't piff him off.
It's Piff Pass.
All right, you're in the running. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck. Piff the Magic Dragon at the Richfield Playhouse tonight. Anthony and Branford.
Hey, good morning, folks. In the ever-long video that they made, Taylor was wearing a sweater. What did it say on the sweater?
Help?
I'm with stupid.
I'm with stupid. Help?
Got any weed? No.
This way up.
Yeah.
See, we can't Google any of this.
No, we can't.
So we just sit here,
right?
Sounding like chumps.
Was on a sweater in a video. Yeah.
Was it the
Ruth? Do you know?
Was it a little alligator?
I don't know.
No, I don't
was it Izod? No,
a little alligator.
Was it polo? I had no idea.
What was popular at the time? No Fear. How about that?
All right, go with No Fear.
I personally liked Help.
Help? Although she was right last time.
All right, let's go with Help.
We gotta trust Jade, right?
We're gonna go with Help.
With Help.
Oh, it said save the whales.
It's kind of help
the whales.
Yeah, help the whales. Yeah,
we get partial credit.
You're in the running.
One of the whales is on the sweater.
No one here is Welsh.
Does Jade have any kind of psychic abilities? Because she's either on the money or close.
Right. close enough to pay
well,
for it.
Well, when you're a Las Vegas showgirl that, you know, is on stage with the Magic Dragon, you better have something.
Right, plus she's getting the vibes from Mr. Piffles.
Yeah, Mr. Piffles is on my lap.
Right, so he's sending the message.
Steve in Milford.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
So, what was the first single released on their 2005 album, In Your Honor?
The first single.
Oh, the first
single. Cold Day in the Sun?
What is it?
Cold Day in the Sun?
Is that a single?
I'll read it again. What was the first single released on their 2005 album?
We gave you an answer.
In Your Honor.
Right.
I don't know. That's...
Oh, I think we said the honor. What was the first single?
I thought we tried to answer and already failed. We're looking for the answer now. Is it Cold Day in the Sun?
That wasn't Cold Day.
No.
Did you want to tell us the answer?
What's the answer then?
Do you want us to sit here and guess?
The best of you.
The best of you.
That's
when he shouts all the time.
Yeah.
Right. What's every song?
Have a good day, everyone.
All right. You're in the running. Thank you, Steve.
Wow. Stump the
Do you
chumps.
See how easy it is to get in the running for tickets here?
Yeah. All we have to do
we just call
the question.
Suck.
Although that stumped the first person.
Yeah.
Like, our first caller was like.
Right.
They were out.
He should be in the running for just being stumped.
Yeah. Right.
He almost stumped himself. He wouldn't give the answer.
Seriously. I'm like, you're going to spit it out or what?
Piff the Magic Dragon, Jade and Mr. Piffles in studio. They're at the Ridgefield Playhouse tonight. We're linked up to tickets. Johnny Tree.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, gang?
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey, hey. Happy hump day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Say, what's Dave Grohl's middle name?
What's that, Dave Grohl's new name?
Middle name.
Middle name. Middle name.
Middle.
Okay. Piffle.
Middle.
Ooh, Piffle's nice. Dave Piffle Grohl.
Elijah Woods.
Is it Will? Dave Will Grohl? Elijah Woods, nice. I like that one.
Jade.
Dave Grohl's middle name.
Right.
Sebastian.
Franklin.
Means. Franklin.
Means. Dave means Grohl.
Ruth, you have any thoughts?
I do not have any.
No, I didn't even know you had a middle name.
I mean, you have thoughts, but just not a good one right now.
Not about Dave Grohl's middle name.
Is it fecal?
That's your name.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Out of love.
Oh, look. Also, we hung up on you.
We're going to guess Franklin.
Franklin.
Eric.
Eric.
See, it was simple.
Very
right.
Close.
Kind of
right.
Different.
Yeah. F-E, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Some of
the
letters.
Close alphabetically.
Eric. Hmm.
Very close.
Damn.
Johnny.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too. You're in the running.
He don't look an Eric.
Mike in Milford. What's your question?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hello. Good.
All right. What is the first name of Dave Grohl's three kids?
Eenie.
What? That's well, wait. Three questions.
Eenie,
that's exactly
mighty,
right.
Eenie, meenie, mighty, mo.
Eenie, meenie, miney. Piff, piffle,
and mo.
Puffer.
it's Violet Harper.
Hold it. We didn't even try to guess.
We were going to guess Violet.
I'm gonna say
first
Violet.
Of all, you ask a three-parter.
There's still one left.
I don't think you should. Be
I don't like running. Your question.
No, I don't either. That's yeah. That's a poor question.
Yeah, stay out of the running.
Hold on, Magic Dragon, do your business.
Dead.
Well, incinerator.
Dead. The whole
just
phone
a skeleton
dead.
Holding a phone.
That would be pretty cool.
You made an ash of him.
Yeah, just walk around. You just get mad at somebody. Just
that'd be awesome.
Burn him.
Oh, forget about me.
Do you do any like stuff like Gene Simmons? Like.
No, because you can't get permitted anywhere anymore.
Yeah, right.
Dragons are very difficult to permit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like red tape.
When it comes to them. Pyrotechnics, yeah.
Right. Set off a sprinkler system.
Right.
Now everyone's out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Right.
It's gonna be
the whole thing.
Asbestos all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's worse.
That's awesome.
Not healthy either. So.
How long is the show tonight?
We do like 80 minutes.
Nice.
Great. Yeah.
80 minutes. Nice.
That's nice. It's you the whole time?
Me the whole
you
time.
And all of,
yeah.
And Piff. And
so no opener.
We have a 7-minute opener.
Nice.
Francis the Squire.
Francis the Squire.
Nice.
Francis
the Squire.
Yeah, every dragon
sense.
Has
yeah.
a squire.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
you
sense.
And every
night,
dragon has a squire,
squire,
a little dog. No.
Right.
And a showgirl with way too much to do.
Right. Who can high kick.
So is this a squire with like a, I'm trying to picture a squire. Like
imagine a lute playing.
Right.
You know, okay.
Right.
Like a
minstrel. Yeah.
Little
yeah.
bobbed hair,
like
cute little
right.
white tights and a dress.
Exactly. Like kind of like the card that I had before the prince. That's that little bobby, you know, the hair.
Wait, what's this?
What's
prince,
that happened?
The prince usually had
the king
on the card. I had the king originally, but the prince usually has that weird
the prince on the
that
card.
Weird hair.
The jack? You mean the jack?
You mean the jack?
I suddenly started to realize
it took him a long time.
AJ was for this magic trick.
Hold on, so. All right, that's not.
What's going on here?
It's not. I'm trying to get you music so you could be a squire.
Is that Pornhub?
No.
It's a different kind of loot. Good heavens.
Now you have to do the dance.
Go ahead.
You have to do the squire dance.
Ooh, yay! Ooh, yay!
I don't know.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
I love it. He's in.
Have assembled a show for you. I will now play the skin flute.
Wait. Goodbye. Get out.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay.
All right. Thank you for nothing.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
AJ, you're hired.
See?
All you have to do now is learn what a playing card is.
Oh. I guess that would be...
And wear tights.
Right. Oh, they don't want to see that.
And the suits on the cards.
I bought your present, by the way, guys.
Oh, you did?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's...
It's in
cake.
A cake box,
uh-oh.
And there are plastic forks hanging out of it,
right,
so we're
yeah.
assuming there's a cake.
Is it for Mr. Piffles?
No, look, it says Piff's Humble Cake.
Nice.
Oh, because
man. Right, humble pie.
Pie is disgusting.
Right, so
as
humble
a cake,
cake.
Much better. So there you go. This is for you.
Oh, and, my God. Thank you.
Well, we'll give you $100, AJ, if you eat the whole thing.
$100.
You put your face in it and keep going.
Look at Chaz going, okay, do it, do it.
$100.
If I put my face in it.
AJ, yeah. You got this, man.
What?
Come on, AJ.
What? Eat?
Come on, AJ. You what? Stick your face it. In just it. Put your face in it.
Just put my face in the cake.
$100. And start eating.
And start eating. Come on.
Yeah.
Wait, what's this cake?
There's something with this dragon's face. I don't know.
No,
about
right.
It's a little.
You know, I didn't think we'd get this far with the proposition, but all right. Yeah.
I think somebody else needs to do a trick.
He's like,
today.
I might be out of $100.
I'm fine with being out of $100 if I see AJ's face in a cake.
I've made and asked myself twice already. I think somebody else should try this trick.
You're not going to stick your face in a cake?
Just put your face
AJ.
In a cake.
AJ.
Come on, man.
Come on, you can
oh,
do
he's
it.
He's doing it. He's doing it.
Come on, you can do
is
it.
Is do it for that camera.
Is this
it's
cake
really
explode
good.
Or something?
No, but I'm going to open.
Uh-oh, he's going to open. Something tells
giving
me
you
that
easy
something's
access.
Going to go wrong here.
Wait. If you do a good job, I'll not only double the $100, but we'll give it to your Toys for Tots charity.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
It's for
all
the
you
toy
have to
drive.
Do is eat that cake with your face. Your whole face.
And nothing
cake.
But your face. No hands.
And by the way,
no
usually
feet.
At this point, people have been like, why would we do that? Here's $200. Forget. But AJ is still weighing us up. He's now walking around, warming himself up. Oh, he's got some, what's this? Kitchen
napkins.
Roll?
Napkins.
Yeah, you know, the
paper towels in America.
Paper towels. What you don't know about AJ.
So just to clarify.
I know something's going to go wrong.
He's a
you think there's something
trades.
In the cake?
Like a I don't know, something's going to go off or something.
Like a spring?
Or it's
I'm pretty sure you're just going to eat the cake.
Maybe it's just a nice gesture to,
yeah.
You know, for
yeah.
Your charity.
Okay. All right.
I like how Jade said, maybe.
No, AJ, okay.
Why maybe?
Take it, AJ,
yeah.
AJ, take a deep breath.
Yeah, you want to take a deep breath before you eat the cake.
You just, oh my God.
You're going to eat your way out of the cake for more breath.
Okay, AJ, one more breath. I can't watch.
You can't watch.
Did you get a good shot of the cake? Because you know you want that before someone put their
we
face in it.
We definitely want that. Yeah.
All right. Turn the camera down.
Down. Yeah.
And by the way, we have an announcement we have to get to.
Yeah,
with Jimmy
yeah. Can you just hurry up and eat
yeah,
the cake with your face?
Do it. Stick your face in it.
Put your face in. No. Okay. No. Write down. Write down.
Gotta go.
Write
down the
whole thing.
Get
yes,
in there.
Yes, that's it. That's it. Perfect.
Get in
yeah,
that cake.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
Wow.
AJ, you're raising money. For kids right
Keep
now.
Keep eating the cake for the children.
What kind of cake
get
is
in
it?
There,
oh, God.
AJ,
what a lucky cake.
AJ,
really?
What kind of cake is it?
Oh.
AJ, get deeper. Get in
deeper.
There.
Get right
deeper.
In. Get in there.
Get your face in there. And go.
Yeah. Yeah. Go around in little circles. I hear that's effective. Just go around. There we go. There we go. Come on, AJ. Oh, he's really working the icing. Look at that. It's working. Oh,
oh
that's
my
wonderful.
God. You look like you're in heaven. Are you in heaven?
No.
Is the cake good?
Is the cake good, AJ?
You know what's great is
it was
AJ has
price.
A live read coming up.
You
in
know
a
when they've been left
in
the shelf
seconds?
Too long? It was one of those cakes.
I know.
AJ, you can wash that down with my water.
All right. We got to go to a break. I want to thank Pip the Magic Dragon for coming in. I hope we're new best friends.
We are BFFs.
Yeah, I'm going to see you out in Vegas.
Hey.
I'm going to make sure.
I love it.
Every time I come out there now, I'm going to see Pip the Magic Dragon.
We got fans
Jade,
in the
Mr.
Twitch
Mr. Piffles.
Chat.
Yes.
Thank you. You got new fans online here.
Yeah.
They're watching you, and they're going to the Playhouse tonight in Ridgefield.
We are
see
ready.
You.
We are
great
ready for
great
show
tonight
show.
In Ridgefield. Thank you, guys. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. Good morning. Jimmy, what is the announcement?
Well, good morning, everyone, and, you know, we just finished concert week, and we sold over 40,000 tickets at $25 all in for concert week. So we came up with the idea of doing festival weekend, built around Sound on Sound. We are going to, starting Friday morning at 10 a.m., we will be selling one-day tickets to Sound on Sound, which is either Saturday or Sunday, at $99 all in.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Whoa. Is there a limited number of tickets on this one?
Yes. As it was for Concert Week, there's a limited number of tickets for this also. So I suggest buy them early. Means 10 a.m. Friday morning we start, and it's all in for $99.
Nice.
Wow. Is there a code that we need?
No, just go on to livenation.com and you'll be led to the proper area to buy the tickets.
Wow. Okay, and that announcement will come in full in about 10 minutes. So that announcement that you just made will be released, and I feel like there's maybe additional information coming in 10 minutes?
Yeah, there's more stuff to be talked about. You know, we like to break things first on your show, so that's why we did this.
But, thank you. Thank you so much.
But we send the money. No. No, but all you need to do is just visit livenation.com, /festival weekend, and you will see Sound on Sound there. And it starts Friday at 10 a.m. and goes through Monday at midnight. And there's a limited number of tickets at $99 for Saturday and a limited number of tickets for $99 on Sunday. And that's all in, no service fees.
That's amazing.
That's excellent.
Well, we have lots to talk to you about then tomorrow at 8:20. Very, very excited about this. If you're just tuning in, Jimmy Koplik announced Sound on Sound tickets, one-day tickets.
Yep.
Special will start Friday at 10 a.m. on the Live Nation website for $99. More news coming in a few minutes, and then Jimmy will be on doing his show tomorrow at 8:20, and he'll fill us in on everything. Jimmy, thanks for breaking that here. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.